Smile. 90.4 FM.
Dating somebody right in the beginning, you know, that honeymoon period versus when you've been together for a whole long time, man. And it's actually quite funny, the difference. So for me, dating romance was sharing a nice, quiet candle at dinner. Now romance, we're still together in dim lighting, but that's because we're standing inside the pantry while scoffing a packet of chips together so that the toddler doesn't see.
Wanneer jy date of wanneer jy nou nog net uitgaan, dan sê jy, hallo liefie, hoe gaan dit? Wat maak jy? Ek mis vir jou. Jy weet daai tipe dinge, maar as jy nou al 16 jaar getroud is, dan is dit koopmelk.
Die kinders het luise.
Dit is meer van hoe laat kom jy huis toe, jy weet, dis nie meer van hulle liefie, wat maak jy, dis net van koop melk, jy weet, die melk is op.
Dis so waar, en geen van die hartjies en sulke goed.
Nee, glad nie.
Miskien vir Valentynsdag kan jy hartjie daarin slip.
Ons kan probeer, ja. Ek sê jy laat weet hoe dit gevang
het. Oulaas.
Hy gaan dink iemand anders het dit gestuur.
You know, those long walks I spoke about earlier, these days it's hurry up and rush so that we can relax quickly. Kind of try and get there to try and breathe a little bit. Previously it was these long, carefree road trips. Took you 5 hours to get to Hermanus because you're just chatting all the way. Now you just got to get there quickly because you don't want to waste any time.
Yeah, before it was like, oh, let's take the scenic route. Now it's like, we need to get there. The little one needs to go to the toilet.
Well, you know, 10 years ago when my daughter was born, so I decided to co-sleep with her because she was breastfeeding and sleeping hours and things like that just didn't work out. Anyway, so my partner moved into the spare room and that's where it's been since then. She's 10 years old. She refuses to move into her own bed. So, you know, when we want to spend, like, quality time, you know, just me and him, we make appointments with each other. Then I know, okay, tonight she's going to bed super early, and then when she's fast asleep, then I go to his bedroom. That's super funny, but anyway. So, yeah, we make appointments.
Okay, so do you go knock on the spare room door?
No, I don't go knocking. I just go, you know what he sometimes do when he wakes up? He would come to my bedroom and he would tap me on my shoulder. And I just give him that look like, go away. You didn't make an appointment, so go to your room. And he knows if his room is not clean, if there's no clean bedding on that bed, you're not going to see me in there.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah. And my husband knows if his room is not clean. Yeah. There's a sentence you don't hear very often when it comes to romance.
You, me, baby. 9 o'clock, my room. Just make sure there's no socks on the floor.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.